I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is a wee in, a micro episode of Simply Scottish, with a few minutes of commentary on a Scottish topic, followed by a song. Our wee ins are about 10 minutes, and give you a chance to enjoy a bit of Scotland, no matter where you are, or what you're doing. I'd love to know you're listening, and where you are in the world. Email me at andrew@simplyscottish.com. By the way, I produce the Simply Scottish podcast out of my own pocket. It costs me about $100 a month to host every episode online, maintain the website simplyscottish.com, download music, and do a little advertising for new episodes. If you'd like to help me keep the show online and support the production of new episodes, consider becoming a sponsor of Simply Scottish. I've created three straightforward giving levels, each modelled after a famous Scot. Friends of Simply Scottish give $10 a month and get a handmade CD of their favourite episode of the podcast and a magnet for the fridge. Patrons of Simply Scottish give $50 a month and get what friends get plus an album of Scottish music and a call from yours truly to discuss your connection to Scotland and suggestions for future episodes. And then there's Guardians of Simply Scottish, modelled after freedom fighter Sir William Wallace. Guardians give $100 a month to support Simply Scottish and get all of the previously mentioned benefits, plus a custom episode of the show produced just for them or their family or organization. They choose the topic and the music. Guardians also receive a pound of authentic Simply Scottish shortbread. Get the details on all the sponsorship levels and start today at www.simplyscottish.com. The mission of Simply Scottish is to build an educated, passionate community of Scotland lovers around the world that is dedicated to promoting Scotland's interests and living out the Scottish qualities of friendship, perseverance, and industry. If you're interested in doing this too, consider joining forces with me as a sponsor. Again, you can get all the details and start today at www.simplyscottish.com. One of the things I do when I'm not making Simply Scottish is freelance writing. I'm very proud to be a regular contributor to one of the oldest and most widely distributed Scottish publications in the world. It's called The Scots Magazine. First published in 1739, the monthly mag is chock full of photos, interesting features, interviews, reviews, travel guides and more. My series is called 6 Degrees of Scotland, and it uses the theory known as 6 Degrees of Separation to test the reach of Scotland's global influence. I've profiled a number of prominent Scots who were either born in Scotland or have measurable Scottish ancestry, and who have left their mark on places all over the world. I started in the United States and Canada, and in time I'll move to other areas of the world. Let me share with you just one of the people I've profiled in this magazine series so far. Inventor David Dunbar Buick. Unlike others in the automobile industry, like Henry Ford, who profited greatly from their name and work, Buick missed out on fame and fortune. Born in Arbroath in 1854, he emigrated with his parents to Detroit, Michigan, at the age of 2. Buick left school in 1869, and after gaining an interest in automobiles, soon started his own business. Looking to improve on current engine design, he developed the overhead valve engine and the first Buick motor car. After running out of money, Buick turned to others for funding. Eventually, his motor company was sold to Flint Wagon Works and managed by William Durant, another industry pioneer. Durant, a savvy businessman, recognized the need for assembly line automation in the car-making process. Alternatively, Buick was more focused on the design and artistry of his early vehicles, and less adept at manoeuvring through the financial and logistical challenges that came with this new industry. By 1908, Buick had parted ways with the company he founded, which would go on to become General Motors. All told, he had seen just a handful of Buick cars produced under his leadership. Later, Buick would try his hand in the oil and real estate businesses. He also attempted to get a Dunbar car into production. These pursuits did not bring him success. Buick died in Detroit in 1929, bereft of any fortune he may have had if things had worked out differently. Today, the Buick name and crest, the oldest active American make, is emblazoned on over 17 million cars. That's it for this episode. You can enjoy more on iTunes, the TuneIn app, or at simplyscottish.com. I'll leave you with a great new song from Runrig. It's called The Story. For Simply Scottish, I'm Andrew McDermott. Cheers.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
And I'm still dreaming of the Hebrides. And I'm still leaning on the early years. And I can't help feeling it will always be the story of the life inside of me.
The story of the life inside of you.